from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Deputy Foreign Minister urges Israel to be expelled from the United Nations. United Nations urges world leaders to pay climate debt. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Deputy Foreign Minister Muhammad Anies Mata urged the world to strengthen efforts to isolate Israel from the international community and expel it from the United Nations. As monitored from the YouTube channel of the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia, Riyadh, Anies Mata conveyed this during the extraordinary summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, and Arab League in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on Monday.
وَالضَّغْطِ عَلَى كُلِّ الْمُؤَسَّسَاتِ الدَّوْلِيَّةِ لِعَزْرِ إِسْرَائِيلِ.
As well as urging all international institutions to isolate and revoke its membership of the United Nations and not to let Israel's war crimes and genocide against the Palestinian people go unpunished.
Deputy Foreign Minister Anies Mata delivered 5 Indonesian proposals for Palestinian independence. Among them is a call for Arab and Islamic countries to reject all efforts to normalize relations with Israel and review diplomatic relations with Israel in accordance with the Arab Peace Initiative, which offers a solution to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday called on world leaders to prioritize climate finance and warned that failure to address climate debt would result in severe impacts for humanity. Guterres, in his speech at the World Leaders Climate Action Summit held in Baku as part of COP29, stated that COP29 must break down the walls of climate finance. The UN chief highlighted the significant damage done to communities, infrastructure, and children by natural disasters exacerbated by climate change. According to him, no country has escaped the impact.
And all these disasters and more are being supercharged by human-made climate change. And no country is spared. In our global economy, supply chain shocks raise costs everywhere. Decimated harvests push up food prices everywhere. Destroyed homes increase insurance premiums everywhere. And this is a story of avoidable injustice. The rich cause the problem, the poor pay the highest price.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stressed the need to reduce global emissions by 9% each year and achieve a 43% reduction from 2019 levels by 2030. He also stressed the G20's responsibility to take the lead in combating the climate crisis, while emphasizing the United Nations' commitment to provide the necessary support. Deputy Executive Director of the United Nations World Food Programme, Carl Schau, affirmed his support for the free nutritious meal programme that will be soon be launched by the Indonesian government. In his official statement quoted by Antara State News Agency on Tuesday, Schau said the programme is important for education and economic empowerment, which will ensure children can focus on learning, improve educational attainment, and support the local economy and community. Skow conveyed this support during a visit to Indonesia and met with representatives from the National Nutrition Agency. Next, we have Indonesian Director General of Defense Strategy of the Ministry of Defense, Major General of the Indonesian Armed Forces, Ujang Darwis, who believes the partnership between Indonesia and Japan in the field of defense and security will continue to strengthen amid various challenges in the region. The optimism was expressed by Ujang Darwis when giving a speech at the Japan Self-Defense Forces Day reception in Jakarta on Tuesday. He believes in the coming years, the ties between Indonesia and Japan, especially in the field of defense and security, will continue to grow stronger as the two countries work together to overcome emerging challenges and maintain regional stability. The last national news comes from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Indonesia, which is preparing 7 strategies to support the cooperation agreement between Indonesia and China with an investment of $10 billion. These strategies are expected to contribute to boosting national economic growth. Citing a report by Antara State News Agency on Tuesday, Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce 2021-2026, Arsyad Rashid, said the signing of investment agreements worth more than $10 billion reflects the strategic partnership between Indonesia and China. As a strategic partner of the government, the Chamber has compiled a white paper on policy direction and economic development 2024-2029. Now we move to the international news. Indonesia expressed its seriousness in reducing carbon emissions at the 29th Conference of the Parties, or COP29, in Baku, Azerbaijan, by carrying out various initiatives and commitments to support this matter. Indonesia's Special Envoy for COP29, Hashim Joyohadikusumo, at COP29 on Tuesday emphasized the importance of global collaboration in dealing with climate change. Quoting Antara State News Agency's report on Tuesday, Hashim said in his statement, "Under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesia is fully committed to accelerating the national energy transition, not only to reduce emissions, but also to create a balance between economic growth and environmental sustainability." We end the news with negotiations on a global pandemic treaty that will continue and are targeted for completion by May 2025. Anne Claire Ampro, co-chair of the World Health Organization's Intergovernmental Negotiating Body, told a press conference in Geneva, Switzerland on Monday. She stressed that with strong political commitment from members, negotiations are currently progressing in the right direction. Meanwhile, co-chair Precious Matsoso said previously similar global agreements took much longer to finalize. The Intergovernmental Negotiating Body was established in 2021 by the World Health Assembly of 194 countries. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's commentary is about distributions of social assistance halted ahead of the 2024 regional elections. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Bima Arya Sugiarto, said that the Indonesian Ministry of Home Affairs will issue an official circular later on the temporary halt of social assistance distributions starting on Wednesday, November 13th, until the completion of the 2024 simultaneous regional election. This break will apply across Indonesia except in areas affected by disasters, such as regions impacted by the eruptions of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in East Flores Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. The policy applies to all types of social assistance, including staple foods and financial aid, such as funds or capital for micro, small and medium businesses and workers affected by layoffs. Bima Arya emphasized that the assistance will resume after the voting is held on November 27th. It was initially raised by a commission to members of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Dedi Sitorus. He said it during a hearing sessions with the Ministry of Home Affairs and several regional officials on Monday, November 11th. This move is seen as necessary to prevent any questions about the legitimacy of regional election results due to certain individuals distributing social assistance in the lead-up to the election. The act could be suspected of manipulating the election by buying votes. The scope of concern is broad as social assistance is not limited to food but also include money. The suspicion is expressly aimed at those who have authority over the distribution of social assistance, such as government officials who are running in the election or are supporting certain candidates. By temporarily halting the distribution of social assistance, the government hopes to deter other parties from engaging in similar practices, such as attempting to buy votes with goods or money. Although the government has decided to suspend the distribution of social assistance before the election, the Indonesian Election Supervisory Agency, or Bawaslu, is expected to remain vigilant in monitoring and preventing such practices that could affect the legitimacy of the election results. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with November 13, 1985, about the Armero tragedy. This tragedy started with the eruption of the Nevado del Ruiz volcano, the tallest volcano in Colombia, located in the north of the country. the city of Armero lay in the valley below. On November 13, 1985, Nevado del Ruiz erupted, releasing lava flows that melted glaciers, burying Armero and causing the deaths of around 23,000 people. This event is known as the Armero Tragedy. Moving on to November 13, 1998, about the first Semanggi tragedy in Indonesia. The first Semanggi tragedy refers to student and public protests against a special session of Indonesia's parliament. They opposed the session as they didn't recognize the government of B.J. Habibie and didn't trust the members of the People's Representative Council and the Assembly, which were part of the previous regime. Additionally, they were against the military's dual role in government. During the special session, citizens joined students in daily demonstrations on the streets of Jakarta and other major cities. These protests led to clashes with the authorities, resulting in 17 deaths and 456 injuries. We end today in history with November 13, 2015, about the Paris attacks. On the night of November 13, 2015, coordinated terrorist attacks took place in Paris and the nearby suburb of Saint-Denis. This included shootings, suicide bombings, and hostage taking. The deadliest attack happened at the Bataclan Theater, where at least 129 people were killed, including 89 at the theater itself. In total, 352 people were injured, with 99 suffering serious injuries. Six attackers were killed. The ISIS group claimed responsibility for the attacks, which marked the deadliest incident in France since World War II and in Europe since the Madrid train bombings in 2004. That was today in history.
ada-ada aja.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia. The Indonesian government encouraged the United States companies to keep investing and join in development planning in Indonesia. That was stated by the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in a meeting with the corporate members of the United States Indonesia Society, or USINDO, held in Washington, D.C., Monday local time. In the meeting, President Prabowo talked directly with 12 leaders of big U.S. corporations, which have been investing in Indonesia for a long time, such as Freeport, Chevron, General Electric, and Georgetown. In his press statement after the meeting, President Prabowo expressed his excitement for the American company's enthusiasm to keep contributing to Indonesian economic development.
Mereka sangat terlibat dalam perekonomian Indonesia, dalam pembangunan Indonesia.
They are closely involved in the Indonesian economy and development. They have been here for a long time, and they believe in our economy. I encourage them to keep investing in our development plan.
Dan saya juga mendorong mereka untuk terus melakukan investasi, ikut serta dalam rencana pembangunan kita.
Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstreaming, or Head of Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, who joined the meeting, added the discussion was productive. Amid the discussion, President Prabowo also affirmed the government will not tolerate corruption at any level. According to the head of state, corruption is a cancer against the economy.
Dan beliau bahkan menyampaikan kalau ada yang korupsi atau yang
he even said any corruption or problems must be informed to him immediately. This is a very positive and clear message, and they appreciate it. Very straightforward to what President Prabowo explained today.
Very straightforward penjelasan dari Bapak Presiden Prabowo hari ini.
Minister Rosan Ruslani explained in a meeting the head of state also affirmed an investment that pays attention to environmental, social, and governance. Minister Rosan explained in the meeting the latest energy issues receive special attention. Some big energy companies even expressed their interest in investing in carbon capture and geothermal technology to support Indonesia's net zero emission target. Meanwhile, the Deputy Ambassador of the United States, who also serves as an advisor to USINDO, Ted Osius, expressed his appreciation for the openness and pro-business carried by President Prabowo. In fact, Ted also plans to bring a number of American business leaders to Indonesia in early December. In his presentation, Ted expressed his joy and appreciation for President Prabowo's policies, which he said were very pro-business in Indonesia. Ted also said his party will become both American businesses and businesses from other countries. That was today's My Indonesia.
Sedikit berkendir.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lombok Island, Indonesia, which is renowned for its beautiful, captivating beaches and a favorite spot for surfers due to its waves. One of the stunning beaches in Lombok, popular among surfers, is Gerupuk Beach. It is located to the east of Kuta Beach in Lombok, specifically in Gerupuk Village, Pujut District, Central Lombok. Gerupuk Beach is a well-loved destination for surfers who come to test their skills on its challenging waves. With high waves and a strong breeze, the beach offers a unique thrill for surfers as they ride the waves. There are five main surf points at this beach, namely Prigi or inside, Giligoleng or outside, Terasak or outside left, Batu Teong or Don Don, and Batu Lawang or Kids Point. These five surf spots are known for their wild waves, although Batu Lawang is safe for children. Surfing enthusiasts are certainly familiar with these spots where waves can reach up to 3 meters high. Gerupuk Beach is also located close to the Mandalika Special Economic Zone, about 8 kilometers from Kuta Beach, Lombok, and 4 kilometers from Tanjung Aan. From Mataram City, it is about 52 kilometers away, a journey of nearly an hour. The distance from Lombok International Airport is 23 kilometers, which takes about 30 minutes by car. Listener, besides surfing, there are many other activities you can do at this beach. You can just relax on the soft white sand, stare at the sun as it slowly descends and disappears behind the water, or take a challenging hike up the small hill to the east of Gerupuk Beach. You can also join the locals in harvesting seaweed, visiting the Marine Conservation Center, or staying in a homestay near the beach is the right choice for those who want to enjoy and explore the beauty of Gerupuk Beach. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Muntahkan segala isi hati, aku bisa terus berlari mengejar waktu, menggapai mimpi. Kalau kau ingin menjadi pacar, untuk mencari teman-teman yang ku senangi. Aku berhak minta dilindungi saat tak mampu berdiri sendiri. Kau ingin jadi pacar. Oh,
kalau kau ingin jadi pacarku. Kalau kau ingin jadi pacarku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Adu, which means ouch, oh, or wow, depending on the context. Adu is an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. If you want to express pain, adu means ouch. If you want to express surprise, adu means oh or wow. This conversation takes place between Chris, a gemstone seller, at the Gemstone Craft Center in Martapura. Chris expressed surprise at the price of a ring decorated with an expensive sapphire stone. Let's listen to their conversations.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini? 3 juta rupiah? Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Di Martapura. Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. Mahal sekali. Mahal sekali. Which means very expensive. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? Harga? Harga. Which means price or cost. Cincin. Cincin. Which means ring. Tiga. Tiga. Which means three. Juta. Juta. Which means million. Rupiah. Rupiah. Which means Indonesian rupiahs. Safir biru. Safir biru. Which means blue sapphire. Asli. Asli, which means original. Martapura. Martapura, which refers to Martapura City in South Kalimantan. In the conversation, you hear the statement, aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. In this sentence, there is an interjection, aduh, aduh, which means oops, or ouch, or oh, which functions to express a feeling of surprise. In this sentence, the word aduh, aduh, which means oh, is followed by an expression about something that causes surprise, namely mahal sekali, which means very expensive. The expression mahal sekali, which means very expensive, refers to the price of the blue sapphire ring, which according to Chris is very expensive. Now, let's listen to other examples of the use of interjection aduh. Aduh, which means ouch or oh, or to tell surprise expression in another sentence. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan. Which means, oh my, I forgot my wallet. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat. Which means, my, I missed my flight. Martapura is the capital of Banjar Regency in South Kalimantan province. Martapura is known as the Diamond City because it has natural resources of precious stones and is a center for precious stones craft in Indonesia. Typical precious stones come from Martapura, including diamonds, emerald, rubies, sapphires, and carnelian. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Aduh. Aduh. An interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Menyakitimu, tapi ku digariskan tak membahagiakan hidupmu. Suatu hari nanti,
jika hadir di buah hati. Ku berharap selalu tak seperti diriku. Janganlah menangis, terkadang cinta itu sadis. Dan janganlah marah, terkadang cinta bikin susah. Mungkin ku bajingan, tapi bukan penjahat perang yang selalu menikam tanpa belas kasihan. Biarlah hujan menyirami kesalahan aku gini. Biarlah bulan menyinari penyesalan aku ini. Biarlah bintang menikmati kepedihan aku gini. Biarlah semua jadi saksi yang ku alami. Dan janganlah marah, terkadang cinta bikin susah. Mungkin ku bajingan, tapi bukan penjahat perang yang selalu menikam tanpa belas kasihan. Biarlah hujan menyirami kesalahan aku gini. Biarlah bulan menyinari penyesalan aku ini. Biarlah bintang menikmati kepedihan aku ini. Biarlah semua jadi saksi yang ku alami.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Melihat pemandangan Palembang di waktu malam.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.